Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandsmith Radio. Everyone says lol, but no one's actually laughing out loud. Or sad people.
Hey everyone, just a few quick things. We've launched our video-only YouTube channel, so go over to SansPants Cinemascope, give that a cheeky squiz, and while you're there, hit that subscribe button. Also, our sister show, Movie Maintenance, is all grown up and doing its own live show. Tickets are available in the comments, seating is very, very limited, and I mean limited. We've already sold out half the venue. So, if you want to hear the crew talk film, all the links are in the show notes below. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 8 of Hus Firma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Maybe think about it before you kill us all.
I thought heaven was just an endless black void where you couldn't feel and all you could do was think and hear an owl panicking.
I would like to use Charm Person on Edward.
You wanna?
I would like to cast Charm Person on
like, look, it's just kind of not a don. Well. You know what? It's continue what do you suggest we do, Zilly?
I've been poisoned.
Our good friend has been poisoned.
This elf is Iparoni.
I'm writing him down, but I am.
Heart sigh.
Iparoni Heartside.
Humanoid figure with the black matted hair and white robes is standing in the center of this crypt. The feet are just visible below the robes.
Oh, you're
and
flying. That's pretty cool.
Hovering just like a couple inches off the ground.
One more room. We'll try one more room,
of course,
guys.
We should try one more room. It's a great
brilliant
idea,
Zilly.
You are the best.
You get the general impression from what you hear that he is praying to bring an army of dead against the Nordic people. Someone has come and with hand and finger and nail scratched into the wall this arcane symbol. Everything about it feels wrong and evil. You can summon an ape, a dire weasel, a dire wolf, a giant eagle, a lion,
I think you had
a giant owl,
lion,
a satyr,
you had me
aquatic
an ape. Like you had me an ape.
Zombie fight.
The force of the spiked chain nearly knocks this elf just down onto the ground.
You all see your elven adversary standing at the chapel podium before his dead sermon, his arms raised for an arcane gesture.
Every corpse in this place has its head, like, slightly bowed, as if, like, in reverent prayer. They all stay like that. It's the elf's turn again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Adam.
Oh, my
Adam,
God.
Adam, why do you tug and at our heartstrings and nerves? So.
Get fucked, mate. Get fucked. Okay. The elf points up at Daniel and, like, tries to cast the spell again. Daniel's like, nah, mate. He swings the chain down.
Daniel, what a handsome champion.
Nah, mate. Nah, what a great...
Hus Firma. Nah, mate.
Nah, mate.
Nah. Nah, friend.
Yeah, he swings the chain down and just, like, lays out this elf. He kills him straight up. Like, neatly bisects half of his body. Combat over.
Yay!
This is going to be awkward to explain to the ape.
The ape, yes.
Hey. All good.
It's here for another, like, 12 seconds, I think.
Just pat it on the head. Give it a banana.
Oh, no, wait. Five. Five times six is...
30.
30.
30 seconds?
30 seconds.
If I use dominate animal on it...
It's already under your command.
Oh, sick.
Give it a high five.
I high five the ape and then go check the elf.
Come, ape front.
Okay. Ape's like, why?
Like Daniel's just like standing over the elf, like.
I'm gonna look around the other, like the room to see what if there's anything else.
He brings the chain down on the elf again and again.
Not good.
And again.
Good.
There's no other entrances or exits to this room you can find.
You do.
You're pretty sure you're at the last room.
Look at that, guys. We got through the last room. We killed the zombie. Elf guy.
I'm like
elf zombie guy.
That wasn't what we're here for. Wait, you're right, Zilly. We did. That's
hooray. We saved.
The evil presence just dies. It's gone.
Oh, how good.
Well, I think we should all have a quick scan of the room or a detailed scan of the room for Karlhoff.
Yeah, we searched for clues.
Okay.
So behind the altar, by the way, has like this massive crack in it. It's like a large steel altar. Stone altar. There's like a crack sunder straight down the middle of it. And it's like covered in what you assume to be blood.
Can I use detect magic on it?
You can. Will actually, all the magic has left this place. What?
I just made up the rules.
All the magic has left this place. You detect no magic from...
I just thought, like, if I could detect magic on the blood, I could know whose blood it was. Oh, like no. A DNA test.
You're thinking of summon yes. CSI. Uh-huh.
What a spell. Can anyway. I get rid of that sigil, like the Warhammer or something?
Give
the
plan.
Get to that in just a moment. There's a couple more obvious things that I'll just lay out for you. So behind the altar as well, there's like a little bedroll. Where, and like a sack full of personal effects where you assume this guy has been like living. A closer inspection of the corpses as well as you like pass them. None of them are elves, all of them are Nords, and all of them have their throats slit.
Mm. Oh, goodness, he was gonna. Oh.
Do we know any of them?
Like Karlhoff?
Is Karl... Highs or lows?
Highs.
You don't. Edric, no highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs. And Zilly.
Lows.
Yeah, Zilly and Edric, because both of you have been living here, like, more recently, you recognize a bunch of people. Like, no one from any major towns, but you're like, oh, that's that guy had, like, a farm out this way and stuff like that. Haven't heard from him in a couple weeks.
Making sense.
Yeah, you don't notice anyone from any, like I said,
anyone
from any
from
major towns.
War party?
But, no soldiers. It looks like... Okay. Looks like, yeah, people who were too weak to defend themselves.
No,
what's in his personal effects?
you open the sack, some very moldy and old rations.
Ew.
A bunch of diaries or journals. Like a stack of three.
Okay.
Or actually, 3 years, like maybe five or six personal journals.
A cursory quick scan of maybe. Them.
The first
more couple, recent years.
The first couple are like just leather bound journals, but then you have to like the most they're dated.
Mm.
So when you pull out like the later ones, some of them are a bit sticky to the touch and
human
sort of damp.
Skin. He did it with human skin.
Yeah, they look handmade. These more recent ones.
This is fucked. What's in the last few entries?
You flip through the last few entries. An entry from a week ago or something like that was just like, oh yeah, you know Elvin, that's right. Was just the line, revenge, 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 revenge across five pages, just written over and over and over again.
I'm curious to see what it was revenge about, but I'm guessing we did something. So
he's detailing like awful, evil rituals that he's been doing. He's just been like capturing Nords, taking them here, sacrificing them to, from the pages you get, it's like some old elven god, long disused. And this god is like of necromancy and undeath. This man was driven insane by the loss.
Yep.
Any sign of Karlhoff whatsoever?
You also see some entries like, this guy's had some very loose contact with some other... Like I said a little while ago, Edric, you had a couple tussles with this specific group of elves. So you actually see him mentioning like contact he's had with some of the other heads. He hasn't spoken in a while with their like the guy in charge, Pabernet.
Pabernacle.
Pampernickel.
Pabernet.
Pumpernickel.
He hasn't spoken in a while with him. But the last correspondence was him trading Karlhoff off to Pabernet.
Don't trade Karlhoff off.
Don't do this.
So Karlhoff got traded off to someone. What about the other?
It like, mentions
other...
a location where you could find Pabernet, but that's like maybe a couple, maybe a month old, that location. And past that, there's more like recent ones, but these are to just other lieutenants rather than the leader.
Sort of pass that to Zilly.
Yep.
Be like, these are the lists of all the places of the lieutenants, and this is where Karlhoff was.
There are three lieutenants in total, plus a month-old reference to where Pabernet might be.
Well, at least we know a month ago he was alive. There's still...
What do you suggest we do?
Daniel sits down on the altar and, like, just has a calm moment.
Oh, okay. Well, we might give him a moment, and then there's nothing much else here. We can probably leave, guys.
Anything else in the... throne room of such?
You mentioned you might want to try to break this holy sigil scratch onto the wall.
Did.
Unholy sigil, rather. Okay. Yeah, you put a giant crack in it.
It's enough, probably.
Good. The evil presence died as soon as the cleric did, so you think maybe this is enough to...
Yeah. Just in case. Okay, so, Zilly, what's our next move?
I think we should probably leave, guys. We should probably leave. There's not much.
Take what we found back to Herja.
Yeah.
An idea.
Yeah, we'll go
take
back.
What we found back to
we'll take the long way home, away from rivers. Thank you, Adam.
And,
okay, on the trip back.
I'm looking forward
I worked
to
out
what
I want to
in
do.
5 hours.
I worked out what I want to do. So, I'm going to make them make spellcraft checks, and if they identify the spell, then it is. Unfortunately, Edric does not have the spellcraft skill, so only Cassius can make this check.
Yes, because Edric is the one who's most pissed at me, so that's good.
But I'm the one who's going to throw you in a river.
What level? It was a level 1 spell, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was.
Level 1. Come on, Adam.
You got away with this.
I want to look this up because this is actually like...
So happy.
If you got away with this.
The DC for this is either 10 plus spell level or 15 plus spell level. If it's 10 plus spell level, she got away with it. 15 plus spell level, she got away with it.
Come on. 15.
How do we justify it then in our heads? Like, nah, she...
15 plus spell level. Yes!
Yes! Allie got away with it. Zilly got away with it. Everyone can get fucked. Woo!
Your characters do not know what happened.
I'm mad.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm angry and I don't know why.
As in Zammit's mad? Yeah, Zammit's mad. But you know what? Edric doesn't have a problem. Mm. What a good time. Hey, Cassius, you want to go back home and braid each other's hairs?
So, Zilly.
Yep.
Good work in the mines.
Thanks.
Nope, good work in the crypts.
You really took lead at the end.
You took lead at the end there. Yes. Well done. And yeah, you really showed a lot of strength of character and growth from where we started. So
thanks.
Good job. I mean, still not happy with the whole blinding thing.
Yeah,
so
I am sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right.
I am
all right,
sorry.
But it's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I just want to remind them. I'd be like, look, I read about it.
But good job with the tactic on killing that elf.
Thank you.
I think
Thank
that was you,
you
yeah.
Well, I mean, I would have gone in slower, but you should give a bit of credit to Daniel and his blind rage. So.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, good.
Cool. And just a quick, let's everyone maybe not rush ahead next time.
Sounds like a
good idea. Yeah.
Let's put a pin in that.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that. That's in the maybe pile.
And that is literally a live grenade you're sitting on. Not literally. That's
wrong.
So on our travels back, do we heal up to full, Adam?
How long does it take? Not that long.
Hang on.
Barely a day.
3 days, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was 3 days.
I'd like to also make a note that through that whole debacle,
well,
I didn't lose a single hit
point.
Yeah,
Zilly's going to be fine.
Not a single hit point.
Yeah, everyone would heal 15 hit points. And also, over those 3 days... Cassius, the damage you took to your intelligence and wisdom is gone.
Yes!
Good stuff. I like how you tell us and he
oh,
looks
and
at
also
sheet,
the damage to David, Daniel's strength is
place.
Gone.
I'm not at full health
all
yet.
Out.
I just want to point that out.
That's a shame. How far are you from
like
full health?
3 hit points.
Oh, no, I'm not going to use operation
no,
for
don't.
That.
No, waste. I could use
hey,
a spell,
can we
but...
go shopping and maybe get some potions for poison? Like, I feel like this is something we never do.
I feel
do.
Like we've encountered it at least twice. I feel like in Hoss
Firma...
That's
how
in
you
little...
died, isn't
yeah,
it? Yeah. It's how you almost
the,
died, too.
The little town of... I don't have it
I mean,
Leo.
Down.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sorry. I just looked at Zammit and then he's like, what was happening?
Different character, Allie. I don't know about this Leo person.
And Zammit can't remember either.
It's because of the brain damage.
Nah, he had brain damage.
She had another eraser.
I cannot help you with that. Jackson has lost our communal
I got an eraser.
Are you... Oh, don't...
Adam needed it and I threw it at him.
He threw it back.
Why do I hit record when I do? I could just wait until they're like
I know,
all settled
right?
down.
Jesus fucking Christ. I hope this makes it in so everyone knows what a fucking annoyance you guys can be.
God.
I meant I wanted, because it'd be a hassle to do that every time I wanted to erase something.
Adam's getting super selfish.
So I was hoping, I wishing I had two erasers,
well,
which I do, but.
You do.
We can cut this
one
in half if you like.
No.
No, not again. You've cut enough of my razors in half.
I broke one by accident.
Have you? Is that mic fine, Jack? Let's have a look.
That's super good. No, it's fine. I'm like this. It's fine. Good. Okay. Whatever.
I'll make
it's
do.
It's fine, Zammit. What do you want me to do?
Nothing.
This? I'll make do with some bread.
Oh, Jesus.
Is this what you want?
As a hot tip for all the listeners at home, in a pinch, bread can function as an eraser.
What? Are you using bread?
No. Oh.
Where'd you get it from? Why can't we have some? We're hungry.
You just want some bread.
Yes, please.
We just had a cheese platter.
Oh, we did. It was good.
Except we didn't, because this is live, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway. Okay, so you get back into town. Oh, 3 days worth of rations, I guess.
All right, yep.
I'll mark them down, aren't we?
Sure, well, why not?
No, we hunted. Fuck it. I'm rubbing nothing off.
Well, did you, though, or are you about to starve yourself?
Let's go hunting for deer.
Let's let fate decide.
Ooh, Edric, for someone who wants to go hunting for deer, your skill in that is not great.
I'm going to take Daniel.
Nah, take the druid.
All right, I'll take Cassius.
He can do detect.
All right, are we going hunting for deer? Let's do this. No,
it'll take you 4 days, though.
That's fine. Let's go hunting for deer. I want to go through it, Adam.
No, it's just a check.
No, but I had a great plan.
I'm sure you did.
I wanted to use dominate animal, make the animal come toward me, and just punch it in the mouth.
You're able to feed everyone across the...
Good.
Oh, actually, wait, one more roll. Oh, it gets a bit iffy towards the end.
Sorry,
but
we can supplement with rations.
And so that's another day of hit point healing?
Sure.
Could you just say it 4 days?
So you just wasted 4 days instead of three.
Oh, no.
On a time-sensitive
thing,
as far as you're aware.
I'm never going to get that. But
oh, my
Wait,
spells restart.
Hang on. Time-sensitive?
I get to change again. Yes.
Yeah.
You got to change again anyway.
No, I know.
Yeah,
but
we forgot. I just got to write down all my spells again.
Oh, man. What do I change into next time? Cheetah, I think. And then
I want
I'll
you to
run
turn into a dire
cell.
Weasel, and then you can talk to my weasel.
I think that's how it works.
Mm. It's not.
And you can fall in love.
And then spend all my time as a dire weasel fucking the shit out of your weasel.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, you made it gross.
Yeah, gross. I mean, it's not bad.
Sometimes part of love is fucking the shit out of the person you love.
That's true.
That's the nature of life, ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
Nature.
Anyway. You get back into town, and as soon as you get back into Lord McCain, it becomes very quickly apparent that something has gone wrong while you guys were away. A bunch of the houses here have, boarded up windows and doors and look abandoned, and one house is just completely burnt out. It's like a husk of what it was.
I'm going to try and find Herja.
Yeah, we'll search for Herja.
Okay. The streets are also, eerily, not completely deserted, but very sparse of people.
Mm.
You're probably going to go check the tavern.
Yes, that's where we
know
she is.
First port of call when you're looking for Herja. Okay, you get in there. She's in there, but she's not drinking. She's in a center table with a bunch of the other town guard, and they have a map spread out before them, and they're sitting around, discussing the map.
I'll hand this over to you.
I head over
Edric.
To Herja.
Okay, she looks over as you come. She spots that Hoff isn't with you guys. And, her face gets a little stern.
Mm-hmm.
No, are we in trouble?
No. No, you just...
I ask myself that every 20 minutes in my
Okay, so you get there, and Herja, nods and says, what is the news?
We went back to the... Tell about the crypts. We found a plot of... One of these elves is unleash an undead army on us. We've stopped that. He was responsible for killing a lot of our people in the countryside, but we have some information in regarding to three different lieutenants of the elves and a possible fourth one where Karl Hoff was traded a month ago. So that's the information that we have now from Pumpernickel.
Pabble bums.
Popple people.
Paddle pops.
The purple people eat them.
I think I just had an aneurysm. Okay, you tell her all that. She nods. Do you tell her the names of the lieutenants? Because you don't know.
Did we read them?
I didn't really give them to you. You didn't inquire much further.
Oh, but did we read? Did I read them?
We still
have
the books.
You know the names and stuff.
Hey, we've got the books.
Yeah. We'll give her the books.
Yeah.
Okay. She nods and says, the one you killed, was it Drow?
No, I don't think so.
We don't know.
Was it Drow?
No, it was just a high elf.
So underground elves, that's drow.
High elf is when you think of elf.
Zammit
skin.
Knows what a drow is, But does Edric know?
Ali does not know, neither does Illy.
Herjo explains to you, drow are like dark elves who live beneath the earth in massive underground cities. Hmm. They're often incredibly evil and despise their surface-like cousins. There are like small, tiny elven communities, or drow communities within the elven community at large, but they're often like shunned and sometimes just outright. Haunted? Yeah.
And that was not what we faced, guys?
No, you faced a high elf, which is white skin, gotcha. Like archetypical type elf.
What happened to the town? I ask Hersha.
We were attacked by the drow.
Oh.
That's abnormal.
That's bad.
I assume.
We didn't fight the drow.
One of the lieutenants, like, she flips through the
box. Did we fight the drow in the...
You know that Pabinet, his, like, entourage included some drow. They're, like, sneaky assassins. Like, moving paths beneath the earth that no one else does.
Very rare to fight some drows. How'd the wolf problem go, by the by?
As an aside.
It's not dead. We haven't had time.
All right.
Town was attacked by drow. Yes.
We killed some wolves. They went to die. We tried. Sorry.
She wasn't having a go at you.
Oh, okay then. See, I'm constantly on edge. I'm like, these guys are going to find out what I did. They like asked get into much trouble.
You guys asked Herja about the wolves, and she's like, we haven't had a chance.
No, but
you've done more work against the wolves than they have.
Zilly, you did really well in that. Oh, yeah. In that
you should
trip.
Be proud.
Actually,
be
that
proud
was the time where I used spells that worked. So yeah, that's sincere. That's
like right. you're. Zilly, you've really turned around. I'm coming away. Well done. I'm glad I have you on this little entourage party of ours now.
We're going to have to keep this up.
Herja, like, flips through the books, closes them, and then says, I do not know Elven. And then you have to translate it for her.
Oh, I love this woman. Between
you guys and the...
so tall!
Between you guys and the town guard, you work out, like, you've got, like, a vague understanding of what's going on with respect to the information you've just gathered.
Adam?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know that scene from Ghost?
Yes.
Where they're doing pottery together.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's a very sexy scene. It's Patrick Stewart.
I know that scene.
You know the scene. Mm. Can it be like that with me and Herja, but reading books and I'm explaining some elves?
Like you've got a hand in your hand and you trace the words.
I think you could get your arms around her.
Even better.
Could she get her arms around him?
Mm. She could get her hand around him. Nah, that's not true. She's not that big.
I'm loving this woman.
At least you can lean over her shoulder and just like sweet nothings in her ear.
Not sweet enough, but like, you know. But like that, Adam.
Okay.
Yes. I love this.
Just some gentle having a good time with Herja and Edric.
You do that.
All right.
She, like, shakes you off a little bit and gives you a weird look.
Rebuked!
As you discuss the raids that the drow did on your city.
Hey, man.
Any opportunity for romance.
You don't know.
Any port in a storm.
No, just her.
That one specific port in a storm.
Okay, so the map centers on your town. Mm-hmm. And then in different directions, there are different, like, leads you can chase. Mm-hmm. To the north, about one day's travel, there's Invercoa Pathshine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, write that one down.
Invercoa Pathshine?
Oh, no, sorry. Invercoa is not to the north. It's to the south a day.
Okay. What's the terrain like there?
It's basically where Elven territory and your territory start mixing. So it's actually forested area, this specific part. Invercoa is a druid, and he has like an enclave of druids that surround him and protect him.
I'm a druid. I can fight druids.
That's not how it works.
Druid v druid, fire on fire.
He also, according to some reports, has living trees that help him and fight for him.
Fighting a tree isn't hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've never done it, so you wouldn't know.
You probably fought a tree, let's be honest.
I probably fought an actual tree.
Yeah.
That I'm mad at. Yeah.
Good. All right.
What if that's one option?
One day south is Invercoa.
That's option A.
Option A.
Mm-hmm. 4 days northwest is Hepidide.
Grand.
Moon Wanderer.
Oh my God.
Who is the drow? The drow that attacked your village?
Sweet revenge!
You don't, you know precious little about him. Not many people like talking about drow, just because they don't like drow, and also because they're a little afraid of them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that one's going to be a bit of a hard lead to track down. Even with the information you've got from the book, the Underdark, which is like the world beneath this world, is incredibly complex and like layered upon layered.
Mm.
And so even with a like even with the instructions you've been given, you think it would be hard to traverse the Underdark.
Okay, so that's option B.
That's option B.
It's not a great one.
Not a great one. I'm leaning towards A.
Okay. 2 days east is Alnipper.
Mm-hmm.
Alnipper Shadowwing. Elven names.
Alnipper Shadowwing.
Adam, this is your world. Like, you've made these names. You couldn't
doesn't
have
mean
picked
they're easy
John?
To say. John. Stupid names Shadowwing. For elves. Alnipper. Alnipper is an elven name.
Alnipper Shadowwing.
Yep. Yes, Alnipper Shadowwing. Yes, mm-hmm. Go on.
Is a elven paladin.
Okay. Cool.
He has a warband that have been, like, not harassing, but, like, they'll come upon, or they'll, like, ride up against Nordic, like, soldiers. They specifically pick soldiers and just, like, challenge them to fair combat. And they've been doing pretty well against that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Those are our options.
Those are the three, unless you wanted to track down the possibly cold tracks of Pabinet.
Okay.
That one is going to take you a while. Like, you'd have to go back to Lockfort.
Yeah. Well, Herja, what is the most pressing? Where would we be needed the best for us?
The Drow Assassins has been harassing the town.
So they're priority number one.
Bring me his head, please.
Oh, okay.
So, yep, that's clear as bloody day.
So the druids, what have they been doing? Have they been attacking us, or are they just staying there?
They're all like harassing towns and villages. Invercoa, the druid, has been like killing killing crop stores.
Okay.
Setting fire to them, striking it like indirectly.
Okay, striking at the agricultural heart of Hosfirmal.
Sure.
Okay, if we go after the druid, it's quicker to get there. It might be a tougher battle, but they're not doing as an immediate threat against us. If we go after the Alnipper Shadowwing, again, this is east. That might help our soldiers, which would free them up if the drow attack, or we head off to the drow directly. But we, of course,
could get lost in the underdark.
That's going to be a lot of potentially, yes.
It's a good summary, thank you.
So what do we want to do?
No, I had a thing. I was like going to contribute, and I was like, this isn't going to help at all because it was just me giving dating advice to Eldrick. So go on.
If we go after the druid, again, that will bolster the agriculture of our Husfirma. However, if we go after the paladin, that might be enough to bolster our own forces if the drow do attack again. Because
that seems the best. That seems
because
the idea.
If we go
yeah,
after
let's
the drow,
go take down the paladin.
Yeah, is that what she wanted? Or does she just want...
She wants the drow.
She wants the drow's head.
But we can't go to the underworld because we're going to fuck it up.
I mean,
drow has attacked us not as warriors, but as families.
What?
Hey.
The drow did not target warriors. The drow targeted the weak, the young.
So, okay, she's getting me all emotional. You're tugging at the heartstrings.
Mistra's house was burnt.
Oh, no. Is she okay?
Is Mistra all right?
Yes. She's living with, says, like, just someone else around town.
Okay. So...
If we can go after the paladin, do you have enough guard here to protect
I haven't
village?
Enough troops to send away for this.
Let's take on the drow.
That's the one downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I picture
my instincts would say, if we try and take down the paladin, would that?
What does your heart say, Adreg?
I still think we should take down the paladin.
When you come
I
back,
vote drow.
I'd like to vote the other one. So Daniel, has
what is choose. Your vote, Daniel?
Daniel,
we tricked you into choosing for us.
Daniel asks Herja about like who was like attacked and stuff like that. Herja goes over like when Mistra's place was burnt down. A couple of places were burnt down, but Mistra's was one of them. When Mistra's place was burnt down, they didn't find enough, like, they didn't find enough remains of some of the children to bury them. Daniel, like, grips the table. The drow.
All right. I high-five Daniel.
Are they...
He high-fives you back.
Are they all... They're all working with each other, correct?
Loosely, yes. They are in contact with each other, yes.
I just don't think we should go to the drow straight away, half-cocked, without knowing what's in the Underdark. I've never been there. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know how to prepare for this.
Do I know anything about the Underdark? Dad, where would I hang out with him?
No.
Do I?
No.
Oh.
And I'd like to confirm for Edric that you do not know either.
I okay. had said that. I say we take down Elnipa or we... Elnipa seems like he was like a fair fight. We don't have to give him a fair fight. So if we can take him down and try and get as much information about the Underdark...
Oh, sorry, her.
Her.
Elnipa is a her. Sorry.
Ooh.
If we take her Girl down...
Fight.
Yeah.
We might be able to get some information about the drow and the Underdark. And from there, we can... how far away is... it's northwest, and if we travel east... Okay. So I still think Paladin. I know your bloodlust. Both of you, Cassius and Daniel, seem to be wanting to go after the drow, but we don't know how long that will take.
How long will it take to deal with the Paladin?
Who knows? 2 days there. If they're trying to fight soldiers, they might seek us out.
You are probably like Edric, with your harassing and their harassing of you of this band. You know enough about Alnipa that, like, it'll be a pretty straightforward... You get there, you just, like, put out the word or put out the feelers, like, hey, come fight us. He'll come fight you. She'll come fight you, sorry.
Fine.
You'll be fighting unicorns if you fight her.
Whoa! I'm sold! Let's go! Unicorns, done!
If I was going to guaranteed mount. Fight, I guess I'm in.
I was going to say, who did we sell then, Allie or Zilly?
A little bit of both. Let's go!
All right, Herja is, we will do our best. We'll take down Elnipa. And from there, we'll try and get word to you somehow. And from there, we might try and go off to Drow.
Message. Will that help?
Do you have a message?
Whispered
message
conversation does not, at a distance.
Does not travel far enough.
I've got Animal Messenger. I can get a little snow hair to be like... Yo, Herjo.
Why do you never pick a flying they animal?
They did it.
Smell.
Snow hair.
All right. Let's head off then. Right. Wait, why waste time?
All right. Do we need any
potions? Potions.
If you want, if you pick up rations, you won't have to like slow yourself down hunting for food.
Yeah, I think we'll that was my rations.
Choice last time anyway.
Any chance I can? Can
we it's go? It's five silver for a day's worth of rations.
Can we go off to Mistra and see if she's got any potions?
And let's go off to Mistra and see how she's
talk
doing.
To her.
I thought I got that bindle. Yeah, I'm gonna go to Mistra and I'm gonna tell her of Zilly. And how great she was in those crypts.
Thank you.
Because she just took point and, well done.
What a champion. Okay. What a legitimate champion.
Will Zilly's charm person spell come back to bite her? Find out next time on Hus Firma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.